Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Well, in about a month, July 25th, the Brewers will host an alumni home run derby following their game against the Marlins. It's a rare 3:10 start on a Friday afternoon. So why not build in some evening entertainment following the game, right? Well, the annual, or I should say, what could be an annual home run derby will follow that game. And among the players participating include Ryan Braun, Corey Hart, and Bill Hall, a man who hit 125 career home runs with the crew. This was his most memorable, however.
High fly ball, deep right field. Happy Mother's Day! Gone!
Hard to believe that was nearly 20 years ago. It happened in 2006. It was on Mother's Day. Hall famously used a pink bat with his mother's name engraved on it.
How special.
In the Brewers' 6-5 walk-off win over the Mets in 10 innings. Almost 20 years ago, Bill Hall joins us on the line right now. Is that insane, Bill? Almost 20 years ago that happened?
It's really insane to think it was 20 years ago. It feels like yesterday. It feels literally like yesterday. I guess because I get to see it so much that it just feels so recent. So, 20 years is a long time. Wow.
Woo, it is. But, Bill, can you still knock him out of the park?
Well, I'm back training. I don't know if you guys know, I teach baseball lessons 5 days a week. I teach hitting. So now I'm actually the teacher has become the student, so I'm getting some lessons from our other instructors in here, getting my swing back in order, doing some stuff daily. Well, trying not to embarrass myself too much.
Well, I need to know if you're going to use the pink bat. Don't you have to bring it out for at least one swing, or is that framed and polished somewhere?
Oh, I don't know if Mom's going to let me get that thing out of the frame. She's pretty tied to that thing. That's definitely one that she won't turn loose. That's hers. So I wouldn't want to take it out of the frame and maybe break it.
Oh, I love that she has it framed. So is she one of those moms who's always telling people that story? Oh, my son, he did this and the bat was pink.
No. She's very humble. She'd much rather people come up and recognize her from kind of the, because again, she gets shown on ESPN pretty much every Mother's Day with the first ESPN. I'm like the first home run they show on Mother's Day every single year off of that. So she gets her 15 seconds of fame or so in the ESPN on Mother's Day, and then everybody talks about it again, and she enjoyed it. So it was a great moment for her, for me to have something, a part of my career that also remembers her the same way.
125 career home runs, and that was certainly among the most memorable. So Carlos Gomez and Ryan Braun are going to draft the team schoolyard style, Bill. Do you have a feeling where you might go in the draft? We do understand that Prince Fielder has now been added to the roster, so that there's definitely some competition there.
Yes. There's a few guys that I had on my watch list of who to watch out for. Clearly Carlos and Bronny, who's only 2 years removed from being, you know, an active player, versus my 10 or 15 or however long I've been retired. And Eric Thames, who probably is going to come in tremendous shape as he looked as a player. So I'd imagine he'd still have the power. And then I saw Prince hitting in the Black Baseball Hall of Fame down in Birmingham this last week. And I think he took like 8 swings and 6 of them went out. So, yeah, there's definitely some competition. And his swing was just as aggressive as it was when he was an active player. So, yeah, I'm actually, I got to start lifting some weights and taking some creatine and doing some stuff if I want to keep up with these guys.
So, Bill, how has the game of baseball changed since you were playing? What do you see? What do you notice that's different?
Obviously, with the added amount of technology, it's just way more information. And clearly for us older guys, we didn't get a chance to kind of dive into all of that information. So that's where we see it the most, just how much information each player is given on a daily basis to kind of come up with their plan of attack on the day versus the opposition. So it's just way more technology, way more stuff we can kind of analyze in the swing, way more knowledge to where we just kind of got out there back in our time. We had a few guys teaching some stuff, but it was basically kind of gripping and ripping and kind of figure it out along the way, where it's way more like I said, I'm teaching major league swings to 8-year-olds now. So the stuff we learned as big leaguers that I got taught, I'm teaching the 8-year-old kids. So guys are getting to the big leagues with a little more polished swings, a little more understanding of what it takes to kind of hit the ball the right way, which is and obviously there's some other stuff that's making guys swing and miss a little bit more. So it's just kind of it's just a lot more information out there than it was when I was playing.
You know, and it wasn't that long ago that you were playing, and that's just how fast technology goes. I feel like when you played, Bill,
yes,
you could have counted on one hand the amount of guys that threw 100 miles an hour in the league.
Yes.
And now the Brewers have a starting pitcher who can go relatively deep into a game throwing over 100 miles an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing the evolution of the athlete. Not just in baseball, in all sports, like just how much technology and the understanding of the body and how to specifically train your body for the sport you plan to play. And everybody's throwing it a lot harder and hitting it a lot harder. I said this about 10 years ago. I said we were about 10 years away. When everybody started throwing 100, I said we're only about 10 years away from guys being able to run it up to about 108, 110. I think that's going to happen in the next 5 or 6 years. Jeez. To where guys are going to be well over 105. I don't think they're going to slow down with the progression they're making. Guys are, like I said, they're just understanding their bodies, understanding how to lift the right ways and work their bodies out to get the best performance out of their bodies.
Well,
and I don't think that's going to slow down.
The crazy part about Jacob Mizorowski, is that, okay, he throws 102, but he's also 6'7". So the perceived velocity is probably more, right?
Yeah. Yeah, coming from that release point, kind of takes you back to kind of how, when I used to face Randy Johnson, just kind of where that release point was, and he was throwing it that hard, which made it all get to me a lot faster because he was getting a lot closer because his arm was felt like it was 6 feet long itself.
Just amazing. Just amazing.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to this event. A rare 3:10 start on Friday, July 25th. The Brewers will take on the Marlins. Bill Hall is training. You've heard him say it.
Love that.
He is ready to be a high draft choice in this Alumni Home Run Derby.
Yes, I'm definitely training, getting in shape, trying not to embarrass myself, ready to compete against the guys. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well,
it's
looking
be fun.
Forward
Can't
to
wait
it.
To see it.
Yeah, good stuff, Bill. Hey, thanks for joining us today, man. Looking forward to the event. I will certainly see you on the field when that day comes.
Definitely, man. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Always good to connect. Bill Hall, one of the good ones here. He hit 35 home runs during his best season in the league playing for the Brewers, so he's no stranger to rounding the bases.
That is awesome. But I'm always curious. I feel like some people can get back out there and it's like, boom, and then other people are like, oh, gosh, I don't know what I can do anymore.
Well, for one day, I feel like a lot of these guys can do it and then just check back in with them the next day to see if their back is still
feeling
in good shape.
Oh, man.